Now to another Sydney court case. Last Thursday, the full court of the Federal Court ruled that internet service provider iiNet is not liable for illegal downloads by its subscribers. iiNet had been taken to court by a who's who of Hollywood giants, eager to establish that internet service providers should take responsibility for the actions of their customers. Francis Gurry is the Director General of the World Intellectual Property Organisation. He says with 2 billion people worldwide now using the internet, copyright infringement is taking a huge toll on copyright owners, especially in the music industry.
Well, it's enormous. You know, there are arguments about methodology, whether the different measures are accurate or not. But we all know with certainty that it's a huge problem. The music recording industry estimates, for example, 2 years ago, 40 billion files of music illegally shared on the internet, about a 95% illegal market compared to a 5% legal market for online music. So one can contest the methodology, but we know that it's an extraordinarily big problem.
Now, of course, there are a range of possible legal responses to this. Just recently in Australia, the full federal court upheld a decision that found that internet service provider iiNet is not liable for breaches of copyright by its customers. In other words, the ISPs aren't responsible when its customers download this music, these TV shows. Do you have a view about that decision?
Well, look, I can't really comment on the merits of the decision because that's for the Australian judiciary. But one of the features that is interesting is that technology and business responses to technology are moving so quickly now outside that increasingly they're way ahead of the parliaments, and the judiciary is being called on more and more often to take decisions which are really policy decisions.
Well, I guess one of those policy decisions was the argument, I think, of the internet service provider was that, okay, internet access is like electricity or using a computer. They're just preconditions to being involved in illegal downloading. They're not providing the means to illegally download it. There are these policy decisions about what constitutes means to illegally download.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that parliaments all around the world have to address this question. It's a very serious question. We've spoken about the dimensions of the problem. It's a very serious question. And I don't think you can just leave it to the judiciary to construct the law via various decisions, because that's a very slow process. It's a global problem, and we need, I think, global responses, global solutions for global problems.
Before we come to those solutions or responses at a policy level, there is the path of going after the internet service provider. There's also the path of going after the consumer. And, of course, there was in the USA the recent case of the single mother who, I think she illegally downloaded something like 24 songs, and the Recording Industry Association of America successfully sued her for $1.25 million. That's something like $62,000 for each song. Do you advocate that kind of response?
Look, I've got to be very careful because different member states of our organisation, World Intellectual Property Organisation, have different approaches, and I have to respect that. But personally, I must say that I think going after the consumer is not the right approach. One can see that there are instances in which they want to make an example of a consumer, but I think there's a very important battle of hearts and minds to be fought here, and we need to ask society to share responsibility for the fundamental question of how we're going to make copyright work so as to finance cultural production in the digital environment. And going after consumers, I don't think is going to help us in that battle.
Now, before we get onto that battle for the hearts and minds, you've got going after the ISPs, going after the consumers. You can also go after the people who actually have the systems which internet users access to get these illegal downloads. I mean, there was, I think, in the case in the USA a couple of years ago where you had four men behind an outfit called the Pirate Bay, which was one of the world's biggest file-sharing websites. They were sentenced, I think, to jail time in order to pay something like $3.6 million in compensation.
That's right. Now, I think that's a better policy and a good policy. I don't think it's the only policy. I don't think there's any single answer here. You know, we need a coherent, comprehensive strategy to address the question. But one of the elements of that strategy ought to be, in my view, that we all agree that we go after the deliberate, bad faith sources that flaunt copyright and the internet.
In terms of the battle for the hearts and minds, I think you want to somehow reframe the general public's understanding of what illegal downloading actually is. How would you go about doing that? Because, of course, you know, I think most of the people that most of us know think that it's okay.
Yeah. Well, look, I think we have a PR problem in intellectual property. You say intellectual property and most people turn off, or if you say copyright or patents, they turn off. So what we have to do is emphasise the social reasons for, or economic reasons for which we have them. And the reason we have copyright is it's a mechanism to finance cultural production, really. And people can identify with that more. I mean, even if there is a short-term pain, namely paying, involved for a long-term gain, namely a creative dynamic culture in which creators have a decent economic existence. And I think what we need to do, as you say, is to reformulate the question so we ask people to share responsibility for the financing of cultural production in the digital environment.
Mm. So it's a question of a little bit of law, a little bit of PR. What else?
A little bit of infrastructure too. We have a world organised infrastructure, or a world of organised infrastructure, which is really corresponds to the pre-digital age. We have individual collecting societies acting on a territorial basis. And I think what we need to do is to build the infrastructure to make it as easy to get music legally online as it is to get it illegally. So one-click global licensing.
Francis Garey, the Director General of the World Intellectual Property Organisation. That's the Law Report for this week. I'm Damien Carrick. Thanks to producer Erica Voles and technical producer this week, Carey Dell.